Hello, this is Rich Green, and welcome to Peak Performer Tips. This podcast is designed for people that are looking to live richer, more rewarding lives. If this is you, you'll enjoy the bits of information and wisdom contained here that are sure to make your day and your life happier. Remember, in order for things to change, you must change. This podcast is on setting your goals the right way. There's a right way to set your goals, and there is a wrong way to set your goals. If you choose the wrong way, it's almost worse than setting no goals at all. Why? Well, there are two simple reasons. The first reason is that you will probably fail in achieving what you wish. The second reason is that you will probably get frustrated and give up. Some people get so frustrated after their first failure that they never set goals again. They figure that they don't have what it takes to achieve something bigger than what they are today. It's sad, but it's a fact. The truth is that we are all given the tools we need to dream big, set goals, and achieve those goals. Most people just don't know how to go about it. They look at others who seem to be ahead of them and chalk it up to luck or some other attribute that that person has that they don't. In most cases, they're correct. But it's not luck. It is some other attribute that the other person has that they don't. That person knows the formula for successful goal attainment. The right way. People set their goals differently depending upon their current situation, resources, physical capacity, and other factors. You can, however, follow some guidelines to make sure that your goals are realistic and achievable. The biggest reason that people fail at goal setting is that they set their goals too high, only to fail and get disappointed with their life. Here are some tips for you that will significantly increase your chances of getting what you want in life. Being specific. Goals need to be specific. They need to be definitive and descriptive so that if anyone reads them, they'll know exactly what you're trying to achieve. Many people have goals to get promoted, get rich, or improve their relationships. The problem with these goals is that they're too vague and they're not specific. General descriptions usually do not have boundaries, so you leave room for mistakes and compromise. If you want results that you can be proud of, you must be specific. To be specific, you need to include the full details. Here are some examples. Example number one. I will make an extra $500 in the next 30 days. Example number two. I will lose 8 pounds in the next 30 days. Being measurable. Goals need to be measurable so that you can gauge how you're progressing towards attaining them. To help measure your goals, you should include measurable details. For your job, you can include details such as the number of hours you're working, the amount you're earning, the staff you're handling, etc. For the goal of money, you can include details such as the amount you want to have as a whole, the number of companies or businesses you own, etc. Always be specific and measurable, so you can see how close you are to getting your goals. If your goal is to earn $10,000 a month, then you know you're halfway there if you're already earning $5,000 a month. Here's some examples. Example number one. I will make an extra $500 in the next 30 days. I will accomplish this by working an extra 15 hours a week for the next 4 weeks. Example number two. I will lose 8 pounds in the next 30 days. I will accomplish this by losing 2 pounds a week. I will achieve this weight loss by restricting my daily calories and exercising 5 days a week. Being attainable and realistic. Only set goals that are realistic can be accomplished. Some people set goals that are too high to reach, designing failure into the system before they've even started. Make sure you only set objectives that you can reach within a given amount of time, taking into account your current resources and your capabilities. Some examples of impossible goals are doubling your salary overnight, getting a promotion higher than your boss's position, etc. Some goals can be achieved faster compared to others if you have a specific strength, skill, and a strategy for goal attainment. Always include a strategic plan for big objectives. Set deadlines to achieve your goals, or else you're never going to finish anything. Stay specific when setting timelines and schedules. For example, indicate things like, to spend an hour with my wife every day starting tomorrow. Setting the exact time and date will spur you to start working on your goals instead of putting it off for a more convenient time. Some goals can take years to accomplish, so it's wiser to break these down into smaller objectives that are still complete with deadlines. You can finish everything in a sequence to finally reach the biggest one. In summary, you will significantly increase your chances of achieving your goals if they're realistic, detailed, and have a time frame for completion. Thanks for joining me. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you have an idea or you'd like to see a particular topic covered in Peak Performer Tips, just send me an email. My personal email address is rich@richgreen.me. Until next time, I hope you have a great day and an even better tomorrow.